Good evening, and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater's presentation of Part 2 of Tohidu. For those of you who missed Part 1, this play is written by local writer Lisa Murphy Collins and follows the story of Lee Montana, a rodeo and country music star, the featured celebrity of the Reading Rodeo. In Part 1 of the play, Lee Montana has arrived at the Reading Rodeo, where he will take his chances on riding Ruthless, a dangerous and so far unrideable bull. Lee may be at the top of his game, loved by throngs of raving fans, but behind the glittery facade of stardom, we find an impatient man full of himself, an entitled man making life difficult for all around him. Other than his horse partner, Lee appears to have no real friends. He becomes infuriated when he finds a homeless bum in the same stall as his horse, Crazy Larry. Crazy Larry is a homeless vet living on the rodeo grounds. The young celebrity and the old vet seem to have nothing in common until Larry mentions Tohidu, a Cherokee word meaning a state of peace of body, mind, and spirit. Tohidu, the word and all it stands for, rekindles a story of tragedy and heroism from the Vietnam War and forges a powerful bond between the two.
Hold on there, partner. Don't get your knickers in a bunch. Breakfast is coming. Sheesh, you're about as demanding as your owner.
Morning, Mike.
What, Lee? What are you doing here so early? I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
No, it's okay, Mike. Don't worry about it. I've been acting like a royal pain in the saddle these days. I'm surprised you didn't walk off the job a long time ago. I'm sorry, man.
Well, don't worry about it. We all get testy sometimes.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike, but I know I've been a hell of a lot more than testy. Hey, partner, how you doing this morning? What, you getting an attitude like me now? Well, that ain't gonna fly around here anymore, son. You just hold on, and I'll bring her breakfast.
That's okay, Lee. I was just gonna do that.
Mike, from this moment on, you're on vacation. All right, here's the keys to my Beamer and my hotel suite. Sorry I made you sleep in the bar. Now, you go get some rest, take a swim, and have a good meal. You can come back around 4 this afternoon to help out. That'd be real nice.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, Mike. Here you go. Now take off.
Well, okay. Thanks, Lee.
Okay, pard. Here you go.
Well, good morning, Mr. Montana. We didn't expect to see you here until afternoon. Is everything all right?
Morning, ma'am. Everything's just fine. Say, you wouldn't happen to know where I could find that crazy old geezer and his dog, would you? I saved some table scraps from breakfast.
Oh, you won't see them around here anymore. Don't worry, Mr. Montana. Brad had them shown off the grounds early this morning.
What?
Well, you seemed so concerned about his being here. Isn't that what you wanted? I mean, you threatened to walk out on your contract if...
Damn. Which way did he go? Do you know?
Well, no, I'm sorry, I don't.
Listen, do me a favor, will you? You stay here and keep an eye on partner. I gotta go do something.
Well, yes, of course, but...
Hey, excuse me, have you seen that old guy and his dog?
What? Crazy Larry, you mean? Yeah, they kicked him out a few hours ago. Some SOB threatened to boycott the rodeo if they saw him around here. Jerk.
Yeah, what a jerk. Did you happen to see which way they went?
Let me see. Yeah, I think they were headed down to the bridge.
The bridge?
Yeah, Sundial Bridge, you must be new around here.
Yeah, I'm new. Thanks, man.
Yeah, don't mention it. Hey, you're going to need a ticket to get back in. Oh, cowboys.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am, but have you seen an old guy and an Australian Shepherd around here anywhere?
No, sorry.
Excuse me, sir, but have you seen an old guy and a dog?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, we did, Dad. Don't you remember? Back over there by the ice cream store. He smelled.
Oh, well, there you are. I guess we did see him.
Oh, thanks. Let me through. Let me through. Larry. Sal. Larry, what happened? Oh, no. Oh, God. Larry, Sal.
There, old girl. Don't you fuss now. You're going to be just fine. We've been through worse than this. You're just a little surprised, that's all. Got the wind knocked out of you. You just settle down, girl. Don't you talk like that now. You can't walk out on me, Sal. We're a team. I couldn't do it without you, girl.
Sir, let me see her. Let me take a look.
Okay. She's okay, son. Just a little scared is all. She's gonna be okay, aren't you, girl?
Sir, I think she needs to go to the vet.
What are you talking about? She's gonna be just fine, aren't you, girl?
Larry, let me see her.
No, you leave her be. You leave her be. It's okay, Sal. I ain't gonna let anyone take you.
Hi, Mike. It's Lee. Listen, I'm so sorry. I know I gave you the day off, but there's been an accident. No, partner's fine. No, I'm fine. It's Sal. No, she's a dog, an Australian Shepherd. She's been hit by a car, and she doesn't look good. We're across this parking lot, past the bridge by the ice cream shop. Can you come right over? All right, thanks. All right, it's going to be okay, Larry. I got Mike coming over.
What, that genius that didn't even hear those punks throwing crap in your horse's stall? Oh, don't think that's much help.
Well, he may not be a good security guard, but trust me, he's one of the best vets in the country. All right, really, I wouldn't let anybody else near, partner. Except maybe you.
Well, thanks, son. That means something. There, Sal. You just hold on, honey. We got some help coming. We're going to fix you up just good as new. Ain't that right, Mr. Montana?
Yeah, that's right. No, sir, that's right.
Let me through here. What's all the commotion? What's going on? Hey, you can't loiter here with that dog.
Hold it. Now, you listen to me. All right, this dog was just hit by a car, and she's probably not going to make it. All right, she's the only friend this poor old soldier has. I've got a vet on the way over right now, and we're going to stay here as long as we have to try and save that animal. You got that?
Sure. Calm down, sir. I didn't know the dog was injured. I just thought Crazy Larry was...
Yeah, I know. All right, we all thought Crazy Larry was... But we were wrong.
Hey, that's Lee. Hey, can I get
an
autograph?
Oh, damn. Listen, can you please keep him back for me? I can't do this right now. All right, please. They're upsetting the dog. I'll get you 2 front row seats to the show tonight. Just please keep him back.
No problem. I already got tickets. You're an okay guy, Mr. Montana. I figured you'd be some stuck-up celebrity, but you're all right. Well,
thanks, officer. Thanks. I mean, that means a lot to me. That means a whole lot.
Okay, folks, get back. No autographs, no photos. Come on now. Back you go. We got a hurt animal over here. Anyone gets anywhere near him is going to have to go through me.
Lee, I'm here.
Oh, good. Thanks, Mike. Here she is. Take a look.
Take it easy, girl. I gotta touch you to see what's broken here.
Ease up, old Sal. Don't go biting the hand that's gonna make you better. You settle down now. How's she look, Doc? Not too bad, is it?
I'm sorry, Larry, but she's not good. She's got 2 broken legs, broken ribs, her jaw's smashed, and from the sound of it, she's punctured a lung. Maybe 2.
Yeah, but you can fix it, right, Doc? Lee said you was the best.
Well, I'm good, but I'm not a miracle worker.
Mike, what are her chances? Isn't there anything you can do? Broken bones can be healed. I've punctured a lung before. None of that sounds fatal.
Well, if it was just one thing, Lee, but all those things at the same time, and she's just so old, and who knows what else got messed up inside that I can't see without an x-ray.
Well, we're sure as hell going to give her every chance we can. Come on.
What are you doing?
We're going to take her to the hospital, and we're just going to use everything they got to put her back together.
They'll never let us treat a dog in a hospital. You're crazy.
No, I'm crazy.
Mike, haven't you been around me long enough to learn? You know, I know how to get everything I want, remember? For once, I'll put those skills to something important. Now, go get the car.
What are you doing?
Larry, we're going to take Sal to the hospital where they can have the latest and best equipment to pull her through this.
Oh, but I ain't got no money.
Please, don't worry about that. I've got plenty of it. It's my fault this even happened. If I hadn't demanded...
Well, thanks, son. Sal and I are mighty grateful. Now, Sal, we're going to wrap this blanket around you, darling, and take you to a place that's going to fix you. Oh, don't you talk to me like that, young lady. I know you're hurting, but these boys are going to help me fix you up. Now, you hush, girl, and cowboy up.
I'll be damned if she didn't know... Well, you just told her, Larry.
Of course she did. We're partners, ain't we, Sal?
Test, is this working? Test, can you all hear me out there? Yeah! Sounds like it. Good. Well, now, welcome to the 63rd Annual Reading Rodeo, folks. Yeah! All right, now listen, we're going to start the official rodeo in about an hour from now. But I know why you folks are all out here early tonight.
Rufus!
That's right, we got us a rare, exciting exhibition ride by none other than our very own celebrity cowboy, Lee Montana. All right, folks, now let me just remind you about all the special events.
Now, Larry, don't worry. Mike's right there in the operating room with her. He's going to make sure they get the very best they can.
I know. I just wish they'd have let me stay with her, that's all.
You know they can't do that. It's against hospital policy.
Oh, yeah, against hospital policy to let a dirty old bum stay in there, you mean?
I'm sure that's not it, Larry.
No, I'm sure it is, son. Never mind. Here, you've done such a nice thing for me and Sal, and I'm sitting here whining like a baby. I'm sorry. Tahidu.
Tahidu, Larry. You can whine all you want. You've earned it. Now listen, I gotta go, but I'm gonna leave my cell phone with you. You hang on to it here, see? As soon as there's news, Mike's gonna text us.
Yeah, I've heard of this texting thing.
Yeah, that's right. It'll light up when there's a message, and all you gotta do is push this button right here, and the words will appear. Larry, I know they're gonna be good words.
Oh, you bet they will. So, you still gonna ride that bull?
Yeah, I'm still gonna do it. You were right, I lost my Tahidu.
Well, son, riding that bull ain't gonna bring it back.
I know that. You already gave me back my Tahidu, my peace of mind and balance. Now, I'm just doing it for fun.
Well, there you go. Then go get him, cowboy. You give that bull the ride of his life.
That's my plan, sir. That's my plan. Tahidu.
Tahidu, son.
And now, here he is, folks. Lee Montana. Woo! Hey, Lee, welcome to the Redding Rodeo.
Well, thanks, Wayne. I appreciate this great welcome.
So you still going to be riding old Ruthless for us tonight?
Well, I'm going to give it a try anyhow.
Now, what we all want to know, Lee, is now why. Why would you want to ride that bull? You were all-around cowboy 2 years running. You got the most famous roping horse in history. You're a decorated war hero and a country music singing star. What the heck you think you gotta ride a big old bull for anyway?
Got the best reason in the world, Wayne.
Oh, and what's that?
Because he's there.
Well, it's true what they say. You are a real hand and a true cowboy. Well, we'll let you go down to the chutes and get ready. Let's hear him for him, folks. Lee Montana. Realest cowboy you ever
heard of. All right, old Ruthless. Let's you and me take a little ride.
You sure you want to do this, Lee? This bull don't mess around, you know.
I know, Hank. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
All righty, then. Now, you know you're going to hit the ground running with this here fella. Soon as he feels you off his back, he's going to start hunting you. And he means business.
Right. I'll be careful, Hank. Thanks for the tip. Tighten this rope up, son.
Not too tight there, son.
No, that's good. That's okay. Okay. Ruthless, let's go ahead and drive our lives. Let her rip, Hank.
And here's Ruthless. Oh, look at that fellow go, will ya? Old Lee might have his bet his match in this one, and he's sure giving a run for his money. Oh, that was a close one. He almost lost it there. Uh-oh, there he goes. Almost made it, but not quite. Oh, man, that had to hurt. Cover him, boys. Looks like he's having trouble moving. Get that bull out of there. Get it away from him. Watch out. Get him out of there, boys. Get the bull away from him. He's down. Oh, he ain't moving. Get him, come on. Get him out of there, quick. All right. Oh, Ruthless is back where he belongs, but sure likes we're gonna need a medic. Hold on, folks. I'm sure Lee is okay.
Lee, can you hear me, bud? Hey, where does it hurt?
Oh, man, what hit me? Woo, that was some ride. Hank, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, Lee. We all saw it. You gave old Ruthless the best ride of his life, but he looks like you ate some dirt at the end of it. Can you move everything? Anything feel broken?
Yeah, no, sure I'm fine. Oh, my leg. Oh, man, it's on fire. Shoot, Frank. I think it's busted, damn it. Man, this is humiliating.
Hey, just be glad you're alive, buddy.
You're right. All right. I guess you better bring in the stretcher. At least I'll go out in style like Cleopatra.
Bring the stretcher! It's on its way, Cleopatra.
All right.
Well, looks like he's banged up a bit, folks, but he's awake and talking, and that's a good sign, folks. Let's show him our appreciation for one hell of a ride. Leave on him, folks.
So, Brad, what are we going to do about the flag ceremony? Don't look to me like he's going to be riding his famous horse in the arena with an American flag 45 minutes from now.
I know. This is exactly what I was afraid would happen. Shoot. All right, I'll think of something. Just stand by. I'll be back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again for joining us for this special pre-show ride. Now, the main event, that's going to start in about 45 minutes, so take a little time to go visit our sponsors, fill up that glass, and visit the powder room, because you aren't going to want to miss a minute of the 63rd Annual Reading Rodeo, starting right here at 7 o'clock sharp.
Where is he? Where'd they take him?
Right over here, Mr. Weber. They sent him on the stretcher just outside the arena gate. Gonna take the medics about 15 minutes to get here.
Thanks, Hank. Lee, Mr. Montana, are you okay? Are you hurt bad?
Well, Brad, I'll live, but it ain't gonna be sitting in the saddle for a while.
Well, what are you gonna do about the opening ceremonies? Our publicity says that you are gonna carry the American flag on partner.
Don't worry, I got it handled.
Don't worry. Don't worry? What are you talking about?
Trust me. Look, just take this envelope. Now, don't open it until partner enters the arena. When he does, which will be right at 7 o'clock, because that horse don't like to be late, then you hand that envelope to the announcer and have him open it up and read what's inside to the crowd.
This is crazy.
Yep, I reckon it might be that. But if you want me to hang around and sing that anthem for you, better do it just as I said.
Fine. I'm telling you, this is the last straw.
Larry, come over here for a minute, will you? Someone bring partner around.
Right away, Lee.
Well, hello, son. Did you enjoy your ride?
Best ride of my life, Larry.
You know you didn't make the full 8 seconds.
Shoot, that don't matter a hoot. It's still the best ride.
I'm proud of you, son.
Larry, have you heard anything about Sal?
No, nothing yet. Still in surgery. They said it was worse than they thought, and they had to do more operating.
Listen, Larry, I have to ask you to do something for me.
What is it?
Well, my leg here's busted. It's going to be okay and all, but ain't no way I'm getting on partner in half an hour for those opening ceremonies.
Yeah, that's a shame, son.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll get over it. The audience won't, and the management won't. You know, they want to see old partner out there with the red, white, and blue, and he don't handle for most people.
Oh, I see where this is going. Now, you're crazier than me if you think I'm going to get on that horse in front of all those people.
Larry, I've seen partner with you. He trusts you. You're the only one here besides me who can do this. All right, please don't let the folks down. Larry, please.
Oh, come on. What am I going to go out there in my rags and tags? They'll laugh their asses off and partner will be humiliated.
No, of course not. We're about the same size. You know, there's a special jacket, slacks, boots, and hat all laid out back at partner's stall. You know, come on, hurry, Larry. We only got 20 minutes now, and we need you to get your stirrups adjusted. No time to argue. Tahidu, pal.
You are nuts. But what the hell? Tahidu, partner. I'll be back in a minute.
Hey, partner. Hey, pal, how you doing, boy? Now, listen, you got an important job to do here. Larry's going to be riding you during the flag run tonight. You know Larry. I know you trust him, but he's old, partner. Hasn't been on a horse in a long time. I need you to be extra careful with him. Give him your old smoothest lope. You don't have to set any speed records out there. Just nice and steady. No spooking. No showing off for the ladies. All right, this lap is for Larry. You understand? I believe you know exactly what I just said. Good boy. Now let's just rest here for a minute until Larry gets back. Okay, up you go now.
Oh, take it easy there, boy. It's been a few years since I threw my leg over a saddle.
There you go. Okay, now, Partner knows what to do. He's done this 1,000 times. I mean, he'd carry the flag, too, if he had opposable thumbs. Wouldn't you, boy?
I swear you and Partner got the same kind of connection I got with old Sal. You surely do. Now, am I holding the flag right?
Let me see. Turn it up just a bit there. Look up. See the eagle on the top? Should always be facing front. All right. Sometimes the wind blows it around a little. Just remember, nice and tall, an eagle to the front. Partner, do the rest.
Yeah, okay, I think I can handle that.
Okay, it's almost time. Better line up behind that gate there. Thanks for doing this again for me, Larry.
Oh, no, Lee. Thank you. Get up now. Come on, partner. Let's do this. Tahidu.
Tahidu, my friend.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I understand we have a surprise for you. As you know, Lee Montana was injured earlier this evening. But we have a surprise stand-in for you. And, of course, the famous Rope Horse partner. Open the gates, boys, and let the parade start.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Oh, crap. Is that crazy Larry carrying the flag? What is that jerk Montana up to now? Here, Wayne. You're supposed to read what's inside this letter to the crowd. I give up. I've officially lost control.
Folks, I've just been instructed to read you the following letter from Lee Montana. Here's what it says. Ladies and gentlemen, before you is a man who deserves your applause more than I ever did. Master Sergeant Lawrence Jackson of the 101st Airborne Division of the 3rd of the 506 Company B. Master Sergeant Jackson may not be a famous country western singer, but he's as great a hero as I'll ever know. He risked his life over in Vietnam to save dozens of soldiers, and he served his country without complaint. Before he was a soldier, Master Sergeant Jackson was a cowboy, a real cowboy. Someone who always gave more than he took, who gave an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Someone who always saw to it that his horse was fed, watered, and bedded down before tending to himself. Someone who's on the verge of being one of the most famous healers you've ever heard of, until the war called him away, and before he had the chance to show the world what he could do. There's a lot you don't know about Master Sergeant Jackson, and it ain't my place to say. He's riding in my place because old partner is really fussy about who sits on his back, and he trusts Master Sergeant Jackson as much, if not more, than he trusts me. So, when you honor our flags that passes you by with your hand on your heart or your hat in your hand, I hope you also pay respect to Master Sergeant Lawrence Jackson, the best man and the truest cowboy it's ever been my good fortune to know.
You know, partner, at first I wondered what you saw in that young buck. Now I know. Should have trusted you from the start. Get up, partner. You're treating me like some green rookie. Let's show them what we got.
Woo-hoo! Man, that was a hell of a ride, Larry. Knew you had it in you. Woo!
Well, my young friend, you seem to have made a miraculous recovery.
What? Oh, my leg, yeah. Yeah, man, great news, huh? Turns out it was just a bruise. Yeah, it sure felt like it was broken there for a spell, though. Oh, man, thank God you were there to save the day.
Uh-huh. If I didn't know better, I'd say this was all an act just to get me up on that horse.
What? Are you kidding? I like you, Larry, but not enough to give up the rush of galloping around a rodeo arena in front of a sold-out crowd. It's not all about you, you know.
Right. Well, thanks, son. I have to say, that was the thrill of a lifetime. Just wish old Sal could have been here to see it.
Well, then, you'll just have to do it again closing night. That's about when she'll be out of the hospital.
Did they call?
Sure did. Well, texted. She's a fighter and came through the surgery in real good shape. She's going to need some special care for a while, but we'll make sure you have everything you need to do that. As long as you don't mind staying by her side night and day.
Hell no. We're together all day, every day. She takes care of me, and I take care of her. Thanks, Lee. What you did was real kind. Not many men would have done what you did for me and Sal.
It's nothing compared to what you did for me.
Oh, I didn't do nothing for you.
Oh, yes, you did, and you know it. but we don't need to keep chewing on that piece of wood, do we? Let's go enjoy the rodeo.
Well, that sounds like the best invitation I've had this week.
You've been listening to part two of Tohidu, a play written by Lisa Murphy Collins and brought to you by Scratched Up Radio Theater. Tonight's show was directed by John Welsh. The cast includes Ian Dalziel, David Rutherford, Dickie Magadoff, Reagan Reagan, Don Tamblin, Tyler Lockamy, Chris Gomez, Robert Burke, Bob Christensen, and John Welsh. Technical production by Lily Dubois. You've been listening to community-supported KKRN 88.5 FM. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. If you like what you hear, you can go to our website, KKRN, and click on the donate button or mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. If you want more information or maybe you have an idea for your own show, you can give the station a call at 530-337-1101. Thank you for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN.
Dixie was a lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. And Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eyes. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pocket was a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.